The reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. You can find that on page 972 in the Pew Bible. The wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. This is the word of the Lord.
You do treasure hunts every day at school already, didn't you know? Did you not know that? Every single day of the week, you're doing a treasure hunt when you go to school. Your teachers arrange them, and you've got to find treasure. Did you not know that? And in the Bible, it says, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about searching for something like treasure. It says this. It says, search for wisdom and understanding like silver. Hunt for it like hidden treasure. You see, in your schools every day, there is knowledge and there is understanding. And it's not even that well hidden. It's the teachers just put it there. And all you've got to do when you go to school is get as much of it as you can. And carry it. And say, oh, look how much knowledge I have got today. And that's your job. And the teachers, their job is to kind of put it out. And you've just got to find it and collect it. Isn't that great? So now, when you go to school, you're not going to learn stuff. You're going on a treasure hunt. Isn't that amazing? You don't look convinced. Tell you what, I'm going to tell you a story. In fact, I need somebody to help me with this story. Who's kind of strong enough to carry quite a heavy backpack? You come on then. We need someone like you, Ben. Today you're going to be called Jimmy. Put this on your back. Because this is the story of Jimmy and the genie. And I'm sure this would never happen to you, but Jimmy was meant to go home straight after school every day, but sometimes he would stop and play football after school. And that's what Jimmy had done to his dog. And then, I'm going to be late. Mum told me not to be late. Oh, I'm going to have to leg it home. But he missed the bus, so he decides he's going to take a shortcut through the park. So he starts legging it home. He's legging it, and he's going, and he takes a shortcut through the park, come back at it quick, and he starts, when all of a sudden, he spots something glistening in the distance, in that pile of rocks. Can you see it? Well, and he went over, and, oh, I forgot to put it there, but there is the magic teapot. Oh, just like that you see in the films. And it's so magic, it's invisible. And he looked, he's, oh, wow, I wonder if that's like one of those magic ones where if you blow on it and rub it, something happens. So he blew on it, and he rubbed it, and
I am the genie of the teapot.
Oh, wow. Thinks genie, a real life genie. And what do genies give?
Wishes.
Yeah. So he says, can I have my three wishes? And the genie goes,
I do not grant wishes, I give advice.
Oh. And of all the rotten luck, he gets the advice genie. And he says,
I will give one piece of advice.
Oh. How are you feeling? A bit disappointed? Yeah, a bit disappointed. So he says, oh, go on then, give me some advice. So the genie goes,
collect as many rocks as possible, and then
he's disappeared. Oh, Jimmy thinks, rocks! Oh, what sort of advice is that? Rocks! Oh, oh! So he's about to walk off, and he thinks, well, I'll get one rock. So he looks for a rock, the smallest one, and he puts it in his bag. Puts it back on his shoulder, and quickly legs it home before your mum gets you. And he's off, and he's back again. Here he is, back home. What time do you call this? Look at your knees if you've been playing football again. Get upstairs, get washed. So he takes his bag off and he gets upstairs. And while his mum's getting washed, his mum looks through his bag. And You were meant to hand in last week a letter. How long have these socks been in here? Jimmy? What's this at the bottom of your bag? A rock? Jimmy? It's not a rock. It's a great big diamond. Oh, Jimmy, where have you got this from? Have you been robbing jewellery shops? And Jimmy told her all about the story. He says, well, Mum, he wasn't a rock. It was a rock. I met a genie, really. And he gave me advice and he told me to put rocks in my bag. And so I put one in and it's turned into a diamond. Oh, right, Jimmy. Quick, let's get down to that park. And they go to the park, but the rocks are gone. And the invisible teapot's gone. There's nothing there. And he can't believe it. I mean, I've got at least one big diamond, but imagine how many he could have had. Oh, Jimmy. Next time a genie tells you to get rocks, okay? Get to bed. Off you go. And that is the story of Jimmy and the genie. I'm not sure if it's a true story. Jimmy and the genie. Collecting rocks. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because one rock. Oh, I don't want to be carrying rocks around. And yet it turned out to be very valuable advice. Do you know, there are things in our lives that can seem like rocks. Things that are hard work. Like school and lessons and numeracy and maths and PE and all the learning. And you know, stuff, even at work, as you get to going, oh, we've got to do that again. And it's hard going. Who thinks school is like picking up rocks sometimes? Oh, do I have to pick another rock up? But you know something? Just like with the genie, actually, sometimes as you get older, you'll realise that those rocks kind of turn into something precious. Those things that you think, oh, that's such hard work. Oh, no, I'm just going to pick up the smallest one possible. And your teacher's saying, come on, do some more, get some more rocks, go on to the next level. And you'll think, I can't be bothered. Oh, I'm going to get a small one. I've finished. Can we go outside now? And then years later, you look back and think, oh, I wish I'd picked up more. I wish I'd paid more attention. I wish I'd gone around collecting and searching for more knowledge and more wisdom. Because later on in life, as you go looking for jobs and as you want to get on in life, you'll realise all those things that you thought were so hard in the beginning are now so precious and so valuable. So my advice for you this Education Sunday, when you go to school this week, you're going to search for stuff. You're going to treat every lesson as a treasure hunt. How much can I find out today? How much knowledge can I pick up and go home with? And all that hard stuff, you're going to think, oh, it's so hard, but I'm going to fill my backpack. I'm going to fill my mind with some of that hard stuff because I know later on it will turn into something precious. The Bible says that verse again. Let's all say it together. Search for wisdom and understanding like silver. Hunt for it like hidden treasure. King Solomon, the Bible talks about him being one of the wisest men who lived. And you know something? Your teachers work hard. Just like vicars just work on a Sunday for a few hours. And your teachers just work from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock and then have massive long holidays. Actually, it's not quite like that. There's lots of stuff that you don't see. And all the hard work they put, making knowledge and understanding freely available to you. So we're going to give thanks to God for those people in a moment. And we're also going to pray for you guys, that you will have a change of heart and mind, that you will treat every day as an opportunity to get more information and knowledge. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those people who give themselves to help us. Like the genies in the story who challenge us to pick up things, to hunt for treasure. And I pray that each day as we go to school or to college or to wherever we learn, that we would search for knowledge and understanding, that we would gain more knowledge of the world that you have made. And even the things that seem hard now, that one day we will look back and appreciate how precious and valuable they were. We ask for your blessing on our teachers, on our staff, on our parents, and all those who help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. There's one more thing. One more thing. There's a great big book here. And in the Bible it says this. It says, know the truth. Because the truth will set you free. Now, this Bible, this book is a Bible, and I want to tell you a story. I don't think this one might be a true story, but there was a famous theatre man, and he was very good at saying poems and things like that, and he used to go around the country reciting Shakespeare and reciting famous poems. He would always finish off by reciting a poem from the Bible called Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. And you might even have heard some of it. It goes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And he used to say it so beautifully and with such passion that people would clap and applause and cheer at the end of it. And one day he was about to recite Psalm 23 and his voice went. And a minister, a vicar in the audience said, "Oh, would you like me to finish off by saying the psalm?" Well, the man said, "Okay, you come up." And he thought, actually, this is good because it will show how good I really am compared to just a normal person. And the vicar stood up and he started to recite Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And he recited it all. And at the end, there wasn't applause. There was just silence. And everyone looked almost aghast. And even some people were crying. It had moved them so much. And at the end, the famous poets came up and said, How did you get a response like that? I'm trained. I know how to read poetry really well." And the vicar said, "Well, you know the poem, but I know the poet. You know the shepherd's psalm, but I know the shepherd. You see, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But you know what the truth is? Jesus said, I am the truth." You can know about somebody, or you can know them. You can know all the books in the Bible. You can know everything that's in this Bible, but the most important thing is you know who it's about. You know it's about Jesus, and you can know him for yourself. That's the most important thing. And when you know Jesus, and don't just know about him, he will set you free, and he will give you the most wonderful life. So the most important and precious truth you can know is a person named Jesus.